It's a big project. You know, we've been working for a decade trying to get this program in place. Started by, you know, like you said, dash cams. And then we had the advent of body cams. And when we had the decision to make as to do we want a body cam or a dash cam, we opted for body cams because we feel that, you know, capturing the interactions between the deputies and the public was the most important thing. And a lot of people think that, you know, it's a simple project. You buy a camera, you put it on your shirt, and you're good to go. But that's the least of the concern and issues. For us, being a rural county, we had to deal with simple things like how are we going to transmit the data from that body cam back to the servers that that hold it, stuff like that. How are we going to deal with the data? Because data has to have redaction done. If it's, you know, if you're in a home and you see a child, that the face of that child has to be redacted off. If we, you know, we pan across and there's a medication on a counter, that medication has to be redacted off. If we're in a car and or they're on their laptop and that lien information, that law enforcement information network computer information has to be redacted off, or the radio traffic that is heard has to be redacted off. So there's a lot of work that goes into the body cams. In fact, we've had 3 employees that's all they do is redaction work when we have requests for copies of body cam, and whether it's to go to the prosecutor or defense attorney or through a Freedom of Information Act request. And then dealing with the storage of this, the data, I mean, we're talking multiple terabytes of data. We record more hours of video than there are in a day. It's a huge program, and so far, a lot to go in, and we're extremely happy with it. And I could go on and on about the times where this has been beneficial to us in the 2 years now that we've had them.